We know that people of color are at high risk for police violence. Data on Indigenous people specifically, though, is difficult to come by. Still, the numbers we do have are alarming, and they're likely an undercount. For our ongoing series, Elevated Risk, the Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports on one victim of that statistic.
Cole Stump was a Montanan through and through.
He spent a lot of time breaking horses.
He was raised on the Rocky Boys Reservation in the north central part of the state.
He loved being a cowboy. He loved horses, so that was his go-to. If he could be around a horse, he would.
I'm on a video call with family members of the 29-year-old father of five and citizen of the Chippewa Cree tribe.
He was always laughing, teasing.
And he'd play dress up even with his girl. He'd walk fingernail polish and makeup.
That laughter is Tashina Duran's. In the 3 months since her brother was shot and killed by the Billings police, she's been trying to piece together what happened.
I've been in contact with the county attorney's office, the Billings PD records department, the detective from Billings PD.
But those agencies say they can't share much information while the case is under investigation.
They just stonewall. They don't ever want to release anything.
Here's what we do know. Cole Stump was staying with a friend at an apartment complex in Billings in the weeks before his death. He was working under the hood of a car in the parking area when four police officers arrived, responding to a call from one of the apartment residents reporting suspicious activity. Here's Billings Police Chief Rich St. John speaking to reporters the next day.
And when the officers attempted to detain, question, and pat him down for weapons and put him in handcuffs for safety purposes, he refused to cooperate and comply.
It's not clear why they were detaining him. Chief St. John says they were able to get him face down on the ground, but there was a struggle. He said Stump pulled out a semi-automatic handgun from his waistband and pointed it at the officers.
Officers disengaged and two fired multiple rounds, striking the man.
Duran isn't convinced.
My brother's not a very big guy. How were they not able to subdue him? You know, how do they not have the de-escalation techniques to stop this?
Harlan Baker, chairman of the Chippewa Cree tribe, is also skeptical. He wrote a letter to the Montana Attorney General saying, quote, Billings police officers appear to continually inflict injury out of anger rather than the need to protect public safety when it comes to Indigenous people. For Melanie Yazzie, that description rings true.
The purpose of this violence is to reinforce the settler order.
Yazzie is Navajo and a professor of Native American studies at the University of New Mexico. She studies reservation border towns like Billings, and she says many of them sprung up as military and trading outposts when the United States was colonizing the West.
They were engaged in Indian wars, right? They were engaged in incredibly violent warfare against Native people.
Fast forward 150 years or so, and Yazzie says these towns are still hotbeds of resentment, hostility, and violence towards Indigenous people.
We're not supposed to be off the reservation, you know, we're supposed to be like in our place. And the moment that you stop doing that, you immediately become a threat, and then you need to be policed.
I won't sit here and tell you that officers don't get frustrated dealing with people and make bad decisions.
That's Lieutenant Brandon Woolley with the Billings Police Department.
To say that they do it specifically to a racial group, I don't believe that that's occurring.
Still, the department's own data shows Indigenous people are overrepresented in its arrests, use of force incidents, and officer-involved shootings. But Woolley says they're also more likely to be victims of crime in Billings, and that all these things are connected.
We have to talk about this substance abuse. We have to talk about the mental health issues. We have to talk about the education rates. We have to talk about the poverty. That's the social stuff, right? That, when it breaks down, leads to interaction with law enforcement.
He says that social stuff is a symptom of historical trauma in tribal communities. Something he says law enforcement has no control over and isn't equipped to address. It's that sentiment that's driven a movement across the U.S. to redirect funding away from police departments and into social programs. But Woolley says cutting police funding in border towns would be a mistake.
When we get to the bottom of this conversation, the Native American culture doesn't need less policing. they truly need more policing.
Angeline Cheek resents that comment.
With a statement like that, it's no wonder why our Indigenous people are being killed at such high rates.
Cheek is an Indigenous justice organizer with the ACLU of Montana and a citizen of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes. She says we can't police our way out of this problem.
We don't need more policing. We need equitable distribution of resources and the recognition of long-standing treaty rights.
Tashina Duran is planning a march through Billings to honor her brother's life. Whatever happened between him and the police, she says his story shouldn't be swept under the rug.
It seems like being Native that they consider us disposable. So shooting one more, what's that, you know? No one cares. No one seems to care.
The Billings Police Department and the Yellowstone County Attorney are currently wrapping up their investigation into Stump's death. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.